91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Stephanie Clue. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau has been sworn in as Canada's 23rd Prime Minister by Governor General David Johnston. Trudeau was sworn in shortly after the resignation earlier today of his Conservative predecessor Stephen Harper. QNET News reporter Emma Persaud is outside Rideau Hall with the crowd.
The crowd cheers for each MP who gets sworn into cabinet, their voices rising for each name. People from all over Canada, of every age and nationality, have come together on this historic day. To keep each other warm through the excitement that runs through the crowd, Prime Minister Trudeau is breaking barriers today through his commitment to ensuring 50% of his cabinet is female. He will be addressing the crowd at Rideau Hall at 12:20 p.m. Emma Persaud, QNET News, Ottawa.
QNET reporter Joseph Quigley is also in Ottawa, and he's inside Rideau Hall where the swearing-in ceremonies are taking place.
I'm here inside Rideau Hall where a parade of Justin Trudeau's new cabinet ministers are being sworn in as I speak, including Maryam Monsef of Peterborough, who is going to be the Minister of Democratic Institutions. It's been a very energetic and historic day. Huge crowds came to witness their new prime minister walk up with his cabinet to Rideau Hall. There was a lot of energy in that crowd, a lot of media. It's been a very hectic and crowded day overall. We'll keep you updated on the goings-on here and what happens next. Joseph Quigley, QNET News, Ottawa.
The Royal Canadian Legion says changing times have altered what is considered acceptable in terms of merchandising the poppy, the symbol honoring Canada's war dead since 1921. In the last 2 years, the Legion has reimagined the poppy for use on clothing, jewelry, and even on umbrellas and tote bags. Last year's poppy campaign brought in $16.5 million, which is used for a wide range of veteran support programs. Officials say several Ontario schools also received bomb threats the same day 61 institutions in Quebec were affected by similar threats. North Bay Police say Canador College received an email threat yesterday morning, but a sweep of the school turned up nothing. The Education Ministry says the Toronto District School Board also received a threat, but it wasn't made to any specific school and no schools were locked down or evacuated. Quebec's acting Public Security Minister says an email threat claimed bombs could be planted over several days up until Friday. Kathleen Wynne is calling her trade mission to California a success. The Premier visited San Francisco and Los Angeles to showcase Ontario's leadership in information and communications technology, film production, clean tech, and climate change. She met with investors and leaders from the technology sector to discuss opportunities to better connect Ontario and California. Wynne also spoke with executives from the Motion Picture Association of America to promote Ontario as an ideal place for film production. The Ontario Energy Board has come out with the Ontario Electricity Support Plan. The OESP is set up to give low-income families a monthly credit based on household income and how many people live in the house. Brian Hewson is the senior manager with strategic policy for the Ontario Energy Board. Hewson says the OESP could help as many as 500,000 low-income families. As of November 2nd, 7,000 families have already applied for the OESP, which will start on January 1st, 2016. There's a growing concern in Saskatchewan all-terrain vehicle community over a record number of ATV-related deaths in the province so far this year. The Saskatchewan All-Terrain Vehicle Association says to date 9 people have died. The group wants the government to set up mandatory training for all ATV operators, along with a registration system similar to the one for snowmobiles. But Saskatchewan Government Insurance spokeswoman Kelly Brinkworth says registration aspects fall into a gray area.
Because ATVs are used off-road, they fall outside of the mandate of the Auto Fund, so that's why they're not currently required to be registered.
The association also wants an overhaul of the ATV Act, which has only seen minor revisions since it was enacted in 1989. Calgary police shot and wounded a man after what they say was a deliberate hit-and-run involving a cyclist in the downtown core. They say a man driving a stolen SUV returned to the scene yesterday and aimed his vehicle directly at officers, which is when they opened fire. Police Chief Roger Chaffin says officers did what they were trained to do.
It's hard to speak to motive, obviously, but the shocking and sort of wanton recklessness of this is something all Calgarians are going to be concerned about, that you would have returned to the scene of a violent act and then take the time to then deliberately attack police officers on scene.
The suspect was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the cyclist was in serious condition and undergoing surgery. Friday night's nightclub fire in Bucharest has brought down the Romanian government. Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta has announced the resignation of his government following huge protests in the wake of the fire that killed more than 30 people. The mayor of the district where the nightclub is located also resigned today, saying he is morally guilty for the deadliest fire in Romanian history. That's QNET News on 91X. Corey Jacobs has sports after the break.
What if the Kardashians needed real jobs? Since 24% of younger people who want jobs can't find them, where does a job seeker start?
If you're between 16 and 29 years old and you're not returning to school, start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services now offers new youth employment programs. Find out how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon. I'm Corey Jacobs with QNET Sports. Connor McDavid is out with an injured shoulder. He slid into the boards awkwardly into the second period of the Edmonton Oilers' 4-2 win over Philadelphia last night. Several media reports say the top pick in last summer's draft broke his collarbone on the play. Oilers coach Todd McKellen says McDavid will be out long term. Also last night in NHL, Jerome Ignila and Matt Duchene both scored twice as Colorado beat Calgary Flames 6-3. And Kyle Turris scored 34 seconds into overtime to lift the Ottawa Senators to a 2-1 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. Kyle Lowry scored 27 points, and Toronto spoiled the Dallas Mavericks home owner with a 102-91 win for the first 4-0 start in Raptors history. Toronto took the lead for good on a 12-0 run that started in the middle of the fourth quarter. Jonas Valanciunas had six of his 16 points during the decisive stretch. A couple of Edmonton Eskimos are being rewarded for their efforts in a 40-22 win over Montreal. Quarterback Mike Riley received Darrell Walker taking the weekly honor along Ottawa lineman Sean Lemon. Mary-Philippe Poulin has been named captain of the Canadian women's hockey team for the Four Nations Cup. Canada opens the annual International Women's Hockey Tournament tomorrow in Sweden against Finland. Kansas City was a sea of blue as the World Series champion Royals were honored during a victory parade. The World Series title was Kansas City's first since 1985. Speaking at the victory celebration, outfielder Johnny Gomes says the Royals beat all the best players and teams in baseball.
Hey, guess what? Cy Young winner. Not on our team. Beat him. Rookie of the year. Not on our team. We beat him. MVP of the whole league. Sorry, guys. Not on our team. But we beat that guy, too.
NASCAR has suspended Matt Kenseth for two races and placed him on 6 months probation after he intentionally wrecked Joey Logano late in Sunday's race at Martinsville. Logano was leading the race and Kenseth was in nine laps down. The move was in retaliation for Logano wrecking Kenseth three races ago, which ultimately led to Kenseth's elimination from championship contention. The Trenton Golden Hawks won their game against Whitby last night, ending with a 6-5 win. The Coburg Cougars also won their game against Pickering last night, coming out with a 4-3 win. And finally, the Napanee Raiders won their game against Campbellford Rebels with a 4-1 win. Send us your team or league score at email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 12:09, it's 15 degrees. Today is mainly sunny with a high of 19. The evening brings increasing cloudiness and a 30% chance of drizzle. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle and a high of 18. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Corey Jacobs. News on 91X at 1 o'clock.